The Big Show.
Wake up with PT. 3BA.
Friday morning, let's get the Big Show entertainment report happening with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jaden.
G'day, PT. Good morning.
And happy Freedom Friday to you down in Melbourne. What time's your appointment for your haircut?
Well, it's in about 2.5 weeks, to be honest with you. But as people may be familiar with, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. I haven't had my second jab yet, so that will come in a couple of weeks' time, about 2 weeks' time, and then I'll be out to the hairdresser and other things maybe a little bit after that. I'm sort of one of those people that even when we've come out of lockdown previously, I have been waiting, say, 3 or 4 weeks before I get back to the pub and other things like that. So cautious approach, but it is fantastic to see that things are, I guess, slowly opening up for people in business and things like that. But, yeah, we will see what happens.
Yeah, it is great, and not so great to kick off our entertainment report this morning. Jaden, Ruby Rose, our very own, has made some very explosive claims against Warner Brothers after leaving the Batwoman series.
Yes, this all came out yesterday, and it was quite an explosive social media smackdown, I guess is probably the only way you could describe it, or a takedown from the star over thems. Ruby, for people who don't know, is non-binary and prefers the pronouns of they and them. So over them's shock exit from the Batwoman series last year, Ruby left the show after suffering a nasty back injury back last year. And it always seemed that there was sort of more to the story than what we got at the time. And yesterday, Ruby dropped the grenade, essentially claiming that them's departure was due to bullying, harassment, sexual misconduct and unsafe working conditions, all bombshell revelations, right, which Warner Brothers has rebuked. They've come out with a statement saying that the company agrees that they fired Ruby at the time. That is clear, but it was after, they say, an internal investigation into complaints about Ruby's behaviour. Now, we don't know how Ruby feels about that response just yet, but I think, and as I always say, when you come out with these sort of allegations on social media, it is incredibly risky. And a lot of the time, the outcome that you are hoping for isn't the one that ends up happening. So I guess we'll wait and see what the future holds for Ruby and if there is any more comment from her as this plays out.
More to come, I'm sure, on that one, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Former Sony boss Dennis Handlin stripped of two more prestigious awards.
Yes, after we spoke last Friday, and coincidentally the day after I actually contacted ARIA asking them about what they were going to do with an award they gave Dennis, they stripped him of the Icon Award that they presented to him back in 2014. And then on Tuesday of this week, APRA, the Australian Performing Rights Association, actually rescinded their Ted Albert Award that they gave to Dennis for his outstanding services to Australian music. So he's now lost the award from Queensland Music, the ARIA Award and the APRA Award. But there's two that he won't actually lose unless he's charged or convicted of anything, and they are his Order of Australia and his Australia Medal. Canberra's approach to all of that, or the uniform policy, if you like, is to wait unless somebody's actually charged or convicted, or I guess sort of brought down in those sorts of circumstances. So suffice to say, I guess we'll watch with interest to see if any more people take back awards that they've given him as well.
He's certainly quickly losing the respect of the music industry as well. To wrap up our chat this morning, Jaden, Nadia Bartel back into social media after her white powder scandal. I wish she wasn't, but there she is.
Yeah, well, she's got to get the money flowing through the till somehow, I guess, and she's well and truly doing that now, pushing this new line of denim wear that she's flogging online. It's all very flashy and highbrow, right up her alley, really. Still, unfortunately for us, no mention or any full detail, really, from her on what did or didn't happen on that fateful night back in September. And realistically, she probably won't, for now anyway, if ever actually go into any detail about what happened. She's clearly getting some very good advice on how to conduct herself, and she's really doing everything right to protect her brand. But I think until she actually speaks out about what did or didn't happen on that night, I think it will continue to haunt her for some time to come.
Yeah, I think, look, if I'm going to buy a pair of her jeans, I'd need three pairs, sew them all together just to fit around my COVID kilo girth, that is for sure. Anyway, good luck to her. See how she goes. Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane, thank you so much as always, and we'll chat again next week.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, PT.